50,000, which would make it about as deadly as COVID was. Remember, about 50% of the deaths were fake? Or they were faked because, remember, they changed the coding. So if your dead body that died in a car wreck, you know, God forbid, but tested positive for COVID, they shoved the swab up your nose, they'd say it was a COVID death. Two studies. The first one, done by Florida Surgeon General, head of their health system in the state of Florida, Joseph Latipo. Peer reviewed. Here you go. 470,000 excess deaths from one of the shots alone. It's not both. And the two major companies. You can read the study yourself to find out the details. Second source, VAERS. I reported 19,355 deaths from COVID. That is unbelievable. You take something that is widespread in its use, like the flu shot. You know how many deaths are reported to VAERS every year from that? 20 on average. Now, when you report 20 deaths, they know that's an underreport. A lot of people don't know to report to VAERS, and a lot of doctors, it's not required. It's optional. Sometimes they just won't do it. 19,355 deaths. So you have to use a factor to figure out what the real number is. You have to extrapolate it. That factor is 31, equals 600,000 deaths. So if you were doing the flu shot, you would multiply it by a factor of 30 or 31, generally, to find out the real number killed for the flu by the flu, which is, by the way, was the most deadly shot till this one. It's like nothing. If you knew 19,000 people had died from the shot, would you take it? Yeah, the media's not telling you. They want you to take it more than anything. Anyway, if given that number in VAERS, the actual total on the ground in the U.S., the kill would be 600,005. How is this still going into people's arms? How? How? Another study, this one in rats. I mean, this is just coming out. And a lot of these studies, folks, are coming out of Japan. They're coming out of other countries. You can't do them here. Here is a testimony under oath before Congress, OBGYN James Thorpe, on how it sterilized rats.
On February 8th, 2025, our team of researchers published a peer-reviewed study in Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law. We identified 37 adverse pregnancy outcomes significantly associated with COVID-19 vaccine, including miscarriage, stillbirth, birth defects, cervical insufficiency, premature rupture membranes, preterm birth, and death of the newborn. Lynn and colleagues in a major journal publication documented that the COVID-19 vaccine traverses the placenta, enters the fetal blood, and bioactively produces spike protein in the placenta and the lining of the uterus. Recently, animal studies revealed the mRNA COVID vaccine causes the destruction of 60% of the ovarian reserve in rats. This catastrophic.
So that's the eggs. You know, a woman is born with all the eggs she's had, destroys 60% of them. Now let's look to places, normal places where studies of these things are done. Unlike in our homicidal country. And we never admit what we do or what the truth is until there's no other option. Peer-reviewed study out of the Czech Republic. Mainstream journal. They studied 1.3 million in the Czech Republic. That in 2022 alone, vaccinated women had 33% fewer successful conceptions per 1,000 than unvaccinated women. So this is not speculation. This is hard data. So doesn't appear to be as bad as in the rat study, but it's bad. It's bad. That one was published in the International Journal of Risk and Safety in Medicine. It was called Rates of Successful Conceptions According to COVID-19 Vaccination Status. So knocks out a third of pregnancies. And you got to wonder, this is what we don't know. And I warned you about this when I begged you not to take it. What's the long term? In other words, if you're a woman getting pregnant at 20, you have a much higher chance, just generally, it's a lot easier to get pregnant. If you're doing the typical Gen Z thing, you're waiting until you're 33, you've had two of these shots. What's it going to be like for you? You're going to be able to get pregnant? I don't know. I don't know what it does long term. Can you imagine little girls have had this? And here's the thing. We haven't even studied male fertility. We haven't even studied it. I have a good friend who's a doctor. And this person sends me texts all the time because she hears about these deaths. It's just the latest from this last week. She has no one else to tell. She gets frustrated. She knows shots killing people. 60-year-old friend never smoked, no family history of lung cancer. Started feeling weak and tired 6 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, diagnosed with lung cancer, already spread to lymph nodes, not operable. Her 30-year-old daughter's best friend, healthy pharmaceutical rep, found dead in a hotel room 2 weeks ago, died suddenly. I could go back and back, but there's got to be a reckoning here, folks. This stuff's got to come off the market. I know RFK managed to save the kids, or to try to, by taking away the recommendation, but that's not enough. This is a murder weapon. It's got to stop. It's got to stop. People just, I mean, here's another one. Japan sounds alarm over COVID boosters. They trigger severe ulcerative colitis, which can kill you, by the way. Ulcerative colitis is a chronic inflammatory bowel disease and causes inflammation, sores, and lining large intestine. You could die from it. Flare-ups of ulcerative colitis are life-threatening. They're considered extremely serious. Those will ruin your life. I mean, just good luck having a job. Experts in Japan are sounding the alarm after uncovering evidence of COVID mRNA booster injections are triggering severe flare-ups of ulcerative colitis, a deadly condition that requires life-altering emergency surgery. This is happening in people who did not have it. The findings were published in a study, Springer Nature's Clinical Journal of Gastroenterology. The study documents multiple cases. One of those is of a patient who suffered a toxic megacolon flare-up of ulcerative colitis just days after receiving a fifth dose or booster. Yeah, I had my dental hygienist had to stop working. She wouldn't stop taking these shots, and everyone told her she was getting sicker and sicker and sicker. Stop, it's the shot, and she didn't believe it. She's on disability now. It's what it does. It's what it did to my dad. It's why he had cancer. We have no history of cancer in my family. Gets the shot, boom, cancer. Aggressive in his brain. So we've been dosing him with ivermectin, and after they had it cut out, it has not come back, thank God. But wow. Just wow. The reckoning has to come. It always does. The truth always catches up with the lie, but man, it needs to move faster. There's so many kids in particular getting this stuck in their arm. There's people don't listen to talk radio, don't get news. They're not on socials. You know, they don't know. And the doctor says, here, I have this shot. Would you like a shot? No, 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 don't take the shot. Folks, from now on, just to make this simple, mRNA, remember that. Ask your doctor every time you get a shot. Is it mRNA? If the answer is yes, because they're preparing several more of these for market, and it'll be the flu shot eventually, so they're going to get a really high kill there too. The answer is no. No, 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 no. So write that down. mRNA. Doctor, is it an mRNA shot? Most of the time it's a COVID shot, but coming up here, it's going to probably be, well, it will be a flu shot. No, 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 no. No mRNA in your body. And by the way, the flu shot, you don't need that either. It lowers your susceptibility to other viruses and you die from that. So no, do not take the flu shot either. Okay, this whole thing's getting exponentially stupid. Now, Elon Musk is going to be donating to Thomas Massie's primaries campaign, his primary campaign, defending Massie against President Trump, who has vowed to take him out. You know what I resent? If you're going to take out people who stood in the way of the big, beautiful bill, all right, fine. Start with the Republicans who cost us almost $400 billion on the SALT tax deduction. These are Republicans from blue states and allow Democrats to have massive tax burdens, and then you just write it off on your federal taxes. We subsidize it. Or rather, our grandchildren subsidize it, and our children when they pay the debt. Start with them. How profoundly selfish. What, you're not going to save the country unless you get your SALT tax deduction? Why not scream it down? Why the primary them? Well, no, we need their votes. Well, I mean, come on. This is just getting stupid. Elon Musk now responding to President Trump, stating moments ago his administration will take a look at deporting the billionaire. Musk wrote on X, so tempting to escalate this, so tempting, but I will refrain from now. Meanwhile, Trump saying he will order the Doge monster to eat Elon Musk as he considers deporting him. Trump also said he doesn't know why anyone would buy an electric car since they explode, which is a strange thing for a guy who just bought one 3 months ago to support Musk to say. Okay. Here's the thing. When you promise that you are going to stop the deficit spending in your first State of the Union address, they didn't call it a State of the Union this time, but that's what it was. I mean, that wasn't even 6 months ago. Elon Musk is the real deal, and he's saying you're not telling the truth. This is not what you promised. And look, I get that Elon Musk is opposing the bill, but note, he has not been trashing Trump. He's been trashing the bill. He's tried not to make this personal. He's tried to make it about the bill, and he's now vowing to primary anybody who votes for it. And you know what? Good. Because instead of starting the America First Party, what Elon Musk really needs to do is go through and take care of the problem. And I don't understand why these two men are fighting, Musk and Trump, because they have literally the same problem. I mean, look, Trump is promising 11 to 12 more bills. They're called rescissions that will gradually make the Doge cuts and some other cuts, too. And that's great. I think he's probably going to end up trying anyway to get a couple $100 billion back from Congress in individual bills that'll really be litmus tests for them. And Trump wants to handle it that way. I don't know if you can get those through. And Musk doesn't either, because these people are so selfish. The problem that Trump and Musk have is the same problem. It's these Bush-era rhinos. And so we need to, I mean, like Lindsey Graham's a great example. We need to get rid of them. I mean, and that is why Trump, he has no choice. He's either he doesn't get his agenda done. He needs those 10,000 immigration agents to remove folks. He needs the $37 billion to finish the wall. He's got to have the tens of billions for the deportation program. The plan is very clear. It's to fly 500,000 out a month. He's got, I mean, and Trump's willing to do just about anything to get it. Not sure about that approach, but I get where both men are coming from. But I'm sorry, guys, your enemy is the rhinos. Let Elon take them out in the primaries. We need that. And I'm afraid Trump is going to push this guy so far that he is going to decimate the First Amendment, because there is a nuclear option there. And folks, I have told you, one morning Elon Musk wakes up in a bad mood because, you know, he's a little nutty. He is. Amazing guy, but he's nutty in the way geniuses are. He could just say, you know what, screw you. Good luck getting your message across and pull the plug on Twitter. Sell it. Because on that day, country dies. Trump won for one reason, and that is because of Elon Musk. Trump could not get his message out in 2020. They had him chop blocked. And Elon Musk having Twitter was a game changer. It is now the number one most downloaded news app, and it has driven the fact that 54% of adults now get their news exclusively from X. And folks, you just look at today. Yesterday. Just let me give you an example. It's the little things that we will lose on if these two don't make up. And here's the thing. Trump was in the process of defending, because Musk, the Digital Service Act, Europe is demanding that he censor Americans as a condition of being seen in Europe. He's going to be blocked. Does Trump think he's going to go do what? Power play? Europe will tilt into Nazism, authoritarianism. It's almost there. We'll end up censored. And you know who's the only people going to be talking? You'll hear from the Democrats. I mean, what is Trump's long term here? He's not thinking. Stop it. Call the guy up. Fix this. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, okay? Because it's changing everything. It's every single day and I see it. And you would have never seen this before. I go on the app that we pay a lot of money for. We have access to our company. And it shows me the top 5, 10, 15, 20 things that people are sharing online news. So I can tell what they care about. Folks, it all used to be Democrat fake news. Because, I mean, nobody was going to see anything else. You know what was in top 10? That's yesterday. It was a Breitbart article. Breitbart broke it, and then the Daily Caller picked it up. Those were the only two sources. Man shoots intruder attempting to break into his house. The guy with the brass knuckles. And he's smashing his way in with the brass knuckles. The guy's telling him to go away. And he said he wouldn't. I'm going to kill you. And he shot him. Feel good story of the week, really. This was Scott County Sheriff's Office. Post on Friday, written up by Breitbart. This is the power of the Second Amendment, the beauty of it, of being able to defend your family. A story like that wasn't even done by the mainstream media. It went top 10. Why? Because everybody shared it on X. It was cool. It was trending. And bam, there it is, top 10. You know how many Americans went, you know what? I need a gun. I need to get a gun. You buy a gun, it'll change every fiber of your being. My daughter said it the other day. She went shooting with her dad. And she said, I just feel so powerful when I have it. I'm like, yes, I know. It changes you when you hold one. You don't think it will, but it does. And you begin to love the Second Amendment. It's the effect it has on most people. And you begin to get really uppity at the idea of somebody taking that away from you, that power, especially if you're a woman. The intruder, later identified as 31-year-old John Fisher, was struck by 4 shots. No one would have heard this story without Elon Musk. You cannot put a price on that. And I see all of these stupid MAGA accounts. I'm like, oh, throw them overboard. Okay, where are you going to tweet from? What's your plan, buddy? Well, I'm just going to pass a big, beautiful bill and don't tell anyone it's a record-breaking debt in there. Traitor. No, you wouldn't even have an account. Or you'd have one like I did. The second you got past 5,000, it started dumping accounts. They had a limiter on me, I could tell. I'll never forget the day that I was recording a Battleground podcast and went and got myself some Moe's for lunch. This was before the PhD weight loss plan. I went and got myself some Moe's for lunch. I was gone, I don't know, 40 minutes or something. And Elon Musk had just bought Twitter. He took the chains off it. I left, I had like, I don't know, 4,500 followers. I came back. I was pushing 10,000. By the end of the weekend, I was at 17. I'd never been able to go past 10. And I often couldn't get past 5 because it would just start dumping followers when I got right around that 5 mark. I have 90,000 right now. And I'm building back to what I should have had, what was stolen from me and so many others. But go ahead, you know, mock Elon Musk. Go ahead, kick him in the chins a few more times. Kick him in the teeth. What's your plan? What are you going to rely on? Zuckerberg? Get your message across? You mean the guy who took your Facebook account away? Because the FBI told him he had to, even though he didn't want to. He's weak and he took it away. You want to do that? You want to push Elon Musk? I mean, folks, we're only winning right now. Trump only has support for his agenda. He's only over 50% because people get real news. I see it every day. Breitbart and Daily Caller and all of those. PJ Media, they're just as likely to be in the top 10 as the New York Times. If that ends, we lose. So I had to tell you, Trump needs to shut up. He doesn't know when to stop. And he and Elon Musk need to get together and work this out. They need to figure it out. Like now.